Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be examining a very interesting question. And that question is this: what are the signs of the Shia, the signs of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam? A lot of us have been born in Shia families. You know, this is a blessing that we should be thankful for. A lot of us were not previously, followers of the way of the Ahlul Bayt, but we were guided by God to this path. For this, again, we should be thankful. And, you know, if people ask, are you Shia? I mean, definitely we say, we acknowledge this, we assert this, and we say that we're Shia. But we want to ask today, what are actually the signs of the true Shia and the true followers of the Ahlul Bayt? Is it because we acknowledge their rights? Is it because we acknowledge their merits and their virtues? Does that make us a Shia? Well, a lot of the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt, they themselves acknowledged that the Ahlul Bayt were superior to them, and that they were virtuous, and they were more deserving of the caliphate or whatever than they were themselves. So definitely they were not considered Shia. So we cannot consider this as the true signs of the Shia and the followers of the Ahlul Bayt. So then what is the sign of the Shia? Is it because we cry for Imam Hussein and we mourn his martyrdom or the martyrdom of the Imams alayhi salam? Well, it's been narrated that, from Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he said that, I am one who was killed by tears, which, as many interpretations, one of the interpretations which has been given about this, for this statement, is that, even the enemies of Imam Hussein, while they were fighting him and they were attempting to kill him, a lot of them were brought to tears and they were, heartbroken at what they were doing when they saw the state in which Imam Hussein and his followers were, right? So this is definitely not the sign of the Shia. What is the sign of the Shia? What are their characteristics? Fortunately, we have many hadiths which allude to this, and we can take inspiration from those hadiths to learn about what the signs of the Shia are, so that we can adopt these characteristics for ourselves, inshallah. In one hadith, we read the following from Imam Al-Hasan alayhi salam. Imam Hasan alayhi salam said the following to a man who came to visit him. This man said, verily, I am one of your Shia, I'm one of your followers. Shia means follower. Imam Hasan said, O Abdullah, if you are truly obedient to us in our commands and prohibitions, then you are telling the truth. But if not, then do not add to your sins by falsely claiming such a dignified position that you are not worthy of. Do not say, I am one of your Shia, but say, rather, I am one of your adherents and one of your lovers and an enemy to your enemies. You are good and aiming towards good. So perhaps the Imam is in this hadith signifying the fact that this designation of being a Shia is reserved for the choicest of the adherents and followers of the Ahlul Bayt. For the other general followers of this way of thought, other designations have been given, such as the lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, the adherents of the Ahlul Bayt, the enemies of their enemies. Right, so this tells us the sole criteria is the fact that we follow their orders and prohibitions. Thank you for joining us here on the key, we were looking at these signs and distinctions of the Shia in the light of the Hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.